WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Firefighters on standby, ready to attack any new wildfires. People are being urged to keep their emergency alerts turned on at all times as the winds pick up. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee with more on the forecast.
This morning there will be a peak, and again tomorrow morning, a little lull between the two. It's not constant wind, but when they come and they push 60, 70 mile per hour gusts, and that makes fire behavior explosive. This is not something that happens all that often. That's why they're putting that PDS red flag warning through tomorrow.
PDS, possible destructive situation. Former special counsel Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump's actions after the 2020 election has been released. It alleges the president-elect made up claims about fraud to pressure state officials into rejecting lawful votes. Smith also says he feels they would have gotten a conviction if Trump had not won a second term. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questions on Capitol Hill in about an hour. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You feel it as soon as you walk out the door. In fact, you might feel it when you walk up to the door. We had wind chills of 20 below overnight and into this morning. You can get frostbite in 10 to 30 minutes on a day like today. It presents a conundrum for parents of young kids. Their car seats aren't as safe when they're wearing a coat. But it's so cold. Lisa Hale has some tips on keeping kids safe in this weather.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child.
And now is not the time for ice skating, but the rink at the Edgewater is finally open. Every year for the last few years, they seem to open later and later as our winters change. This time, though, they tried something new. Instead of keeping the rink closed, waiting and waiting and waiting for the right weather, they turned it into a roller rink instead. But now they've finally been able to transition into the ice rink that's become a Madison tradition. However, just know that they close the rink if the wind chill is below negative 10 degrees. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason, vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 15, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Mostly sunny, our actual high 14 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to above tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, just how much money has already been spent on Wisconsin's Supreme Court race and who's funding that? We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
I don't want to get into all the vile and irresponsible and stupid things our alleged future president and his gaggle of scumbags chose to say during our darkest and most terrifying hour. The fact that they chose to attack our firefighters, who apparently aren't white enough to be out there risking their lives on our behalf, it's disgusting, but it's not surprising. Instead, I want to focus on thanking those men and women, because
lesbians.
And I would like to focus on thanking you, Jimmy Kimmel, and all the other, truth tellers with a still have heart and empathy. Yeah. We're going to need every single one of you. Now, God, you know what I was thinking of is didn't we do a story of how Adam Carolla is bashing news and doing all the right wing talk? I was just going to say that, Jody, back when they did the Man Show. But that was the original era of bro, the dude bro, Rogan kind of. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know what? It's like Carlos Alsrocki always makes this point. Jimmy Kimmel grew up. Mm-hmm. He got a wife and baby that he loves. And,
His baby still has issues with his heart.
Yeah, yeah. So. But he has just been such a powerful voice, mm-hmm. Not just for humor, but humanity. Mm-hmm. And there's Adam Carolla stuck in some adolescent time warp, mm-hmm. of just douche brodom. And today will be yet another challenging day to not just keep my FCC license, but keep my FCC license while talking to a very prominent senator, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who we love and have been
dying to get the show.
We've been dying to get him on forever. Yes. I'm going to have some thoughts and questions about some of his colleagues saying that California doesn't deserve any money. Oh, Senator Football McDump.
Yeah.
Senator Tuberville, among others, saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did we give last year? $83 billion? We pay more to the federal government.
Yep. Than we get.
I'm sorry, Mike Johnson, you're going to condition aid? Really? Louisiana takes way more than it gives.
Yes.
We give way more than we take.
Yep.
Let's not give a disaster aid to Florida until they rescind their abortion ban.
There you go.
By the way, as someone pointed out, there were the biggest wildfires ever, which you probably missed, last year in Texas. Last year, 1 million acres burned. Did you hear anything about that and about, failed Republican policies? No.
Because Joe Biden.
Yeah, because it's a Republican state. I mean, and by the way, their management has been disastrous.
Yes.
They can't keep the power grid on. Their senators scrammed to Cancun, just like our Republicans went to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring instead of standing here with us. I mean, and by the way, thank you for everybody that's reached out. Yes, it is an ongoing stress. I just asked you guys this morning, do we need to be worried about the wind? This is an week-long fire tornado, hurricane. Think of what it's like to live through that and not know. And plus, if you went to Catholic school, survivor's guilt. I'm it's all kinds of stuff mixed in with just not knowing which way literally the wind's going to blow.
Well, my aunt's house, as far as we know, is still standing.
Yeah. I mean, it's and just the fact that not just Trump, this whole party just continues to say not just despicable lies, but stuff like that, like lecturing, all of the things that have been knocked down. You know, they just keep repeating these lies and, like, scolding us, like school children in the middle of this nightmare. I mean, I can't even keep track of which one. Who's the douchebag from, where's he from, Oklahoma? I mean, it's insane. The things, the lies that just keep getting repeated.
They're all bad.
Yes, this one. Did they blame DEI for the abysmal response to the storms in Texas, or do they only blame DEI for natural disasters in the blue states? They're so obvious at this point.
Yeah.
Right? And the L.A. County fire chief, who's a straight white guy, not saying anything about, but I'm sorry, it's the lesbians' fault?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I'm used to the lesbians getting blamed, but still.
Homos get blamed all the time.
Well, being the only straight in the room.
Yeah.
Again. You tell me what politician can deal with, right?
Yeah.
100-mile-an-hour winds for a week.
Nobody
and
can.
8 months of drought.
You can't fly a helicopter in that.
Exactly.
And that's the main way to put out fires,
right?
Like
and for the first however many hours, Chris, right?
Right.
27 hours. Why do you think that? Have you seen any of the footage? I mean, do you really think Karen Bass is to blame for this?
No.
By the way, they were saying this is not like a hurricane. She would have had very little notice. This
for a
kind
fire?
Of thing.
Yeah, she was in Ghana by the president. The president asked her to be there.
Right.
He's still mad.
Rashid tweets, MAGAs are openly discussing limiting aid to California, allegedly because of the debt. A reminder that no single POTUS increased the debt more in one term than did Donald Trump.
Yep.
And 9 of 10 states on the annual federal aid are MAGA-run states. The cruelty and the hypocrisy is the point. They don't care. Like, they know that they come and ask for aid, you know, on cue. And we'll ask Senator Whitehouse later, but Democrats never go, no, it's a red state. We never play these politics. We're not giving aid to XYZ.
You know what? It's time to start.
I mean, seriously, how about we withhold our federal tax dollars? We're the fourth largest economy in the world. You know, and
we need to start acting like it.
And as Adam Schiff said, you know, our senator, he's never voted, never said, like, oh, is it a red or a blue state? Oh, I'm going to condition aid on X, Y, or Z. And now they're, again, that's a good point. They're trying to tie it to the debt ceiling. When Donald Trump ran up the debt more than any president ever.
Well, I'm against the debt ceiling, but now they want it just for tax cuts, not for spending. Oh,
yeah.
It will be limited to, oh, we can raise it for tax cuts, but not for spending.
Yeah.
Mark my words. That's how they're going to do that.
Yeah. The Jack Smith report is out.
Yeah.
You know we are in a fiery apocalypse.
Allison will be on later.
What a perfect day to have Allison Gill on. But, you know, I mean, it says everything we thought it would say, and mm-hmm. Trump's furious response tells you everything in it is true.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, forgive us if it's just not between the fires and the, like, reading how well and truly guilty he was. It's just salt in the wound, right?
Yep.
It's just, Jack Smith derided false and laughable claims by Trump in a pair of letters that accompanied the January 6th report. The report contains damning conclusions from Smith, including that Trump would be convicted of his crimes if not for his victory. Oh, God, doesn't that just like a knife through the... Okay, he refutes the claim he colluded with President Biden, blah, blah, blah. It's equally important for me to make clear that nobody within the Department of Justice ever sought to interfere with or improperly influence my prosecutorial decision-making. He responded to the claim the dismissal of the charges represents exoneration for Trump, because, of course, he was going to say that. He said Trump's letters, claims of dismissal of criminal cases, saying it was a complete exoneration. That is false, as the office explained in its dismissal motions.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bad air out here.
Bless you.
Habba.
Alina Habba. The department's view that the Constitution prohibits Mr. Trump's indictment and prosecution while he is in office is categorical and does not turn on the gravity of the crimes charged, the strength of the government's proof, or the merits of the prosecution, all of which the office stands fully behind. What a tragic day for America
it
in
is.
So many ways when you read this and of course, I don't know what is going on with the canon. Classified documents.
Well, she said the first volume could be released,
right.
Which is why it was released.
I'm like, oh, thank you, and something you had no jurisdiction over
exactly.
In the first place. Oh, you'll allow us? Thanks.
Oh, I think you almost cursed.
She was this close.
You have no idea what's in my thought bubble about so many people this morning. Yeah, it's just extraordinary. I mean, when you read like this whole breakdown of what Cannon has done, it is just so clear. There's literally cartoons of her sitting at the defense table with Trump. Yeah. How can I just delay long enough to? I mean, it is.
Awful.
Yeah, justice is. Okay. Speaking of which, what the actual Chris Wray? Is this another gift to Trump on the way out? So they didn't. The FBI check that we will again. We have quite a bit to talk to Senator Whitehouse about. The FBI background check didn't talk to the woman that accused him of rape?
Nope.
Or his ex-wife?
Nope.
Or any of it?
Nope.
What? Nope.
The actual...
Nope.
Not much of a background check.
Okay, none
then,
of us can
it?
Complete a sentence, which is not going to be a good morning for talk radio.
Get
Chikawana.
It wasn't much of a background check, though, was it?
Chikawana. But I'm sorry, Biden's still in charge.
Mm-hmm.
What the actual... Is this more obeying in advance by Chris Wray, who resigned instead of... I mean, I'm... Okay, Senate Democrats raising alarms over critical gaps in the FBI's background check. This is today, this hearing.
There's more.
Rapey McDrunky. What is Rapey McDrunky, Judge Kavanaugh, going to say about this, I wonder? Oh, my God. What is happening? What is even happening? So they failed to interview his second F-wife. Oh, that was the one that his mom wrote the lovely letter about.
That one, yes.
When he knocked up the Fox producer while he was married to the second. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Despite reaching out to Samantha Hegseth for a brief conversation on January 8th, FBI investigators reportedly did not follow up. Investigators instead left her multiple calls unanswered in attempts. Oh, it seems like she's got some stuff to say. Okay, so I have to ask Senator Whitehouse, can't we call her? Shouldn't we call these people as witnesses for this hearing? Can't you call witnesses?
Should be able to.
You should be able to.
There are significant gaps and inadequacies in the report, including the failure to interview some of the key potential witnesses with personal knowledge of improprieties or abuse, said Senator Blumenthal. As Tammy Duckworth said, my understanding is some witnesses would like to be contacted by the FBI or the vetters, and they have not been talked to. So I'm reading in this piece, historically transition teams can set parameters for background checks. Really? Why? It remains unclear what directives were given for Hess vetting. Do you have any thoughts on what directives were given by the Trump transition team?
He's right now in confirmation
no vetting.
Hearing. Oh my God. As we speak, he's in the confirmation hearing. And apparently he had 3 gin and tonics for breakfast.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh.
This morning?
Maybe.
Seriously? Jane Mayer is reporting this? All right.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. It's new reporting.
What? This is like a joke we would make.
Yeah.
The New Yorker's Jane Mayer, she's very credible.
She is.
Reports that Trump's transition team has waged an intense and in many ways unprecedented behind-the-scenes campaign to intimidate and silence potential witnesses mm-hmm. who could deliver damaging testimony against Pete Hegseth. Blah, blah, blah. In particular, Trump's allies trying to tamp down stories about Hegseth's alleged alcohol abuse. Skipping down. Sorry, I'm just getting this.
I know,
off the press.
I just got
Pardon
it
me.
Off. Sorry about that.
Oh, one source told Mayer they witnessed Hegseth drinking excessively within the last 2 years, and he allegedly ordered 3 gin and tonics during the breakfast the two had. Oh, back in 2023. I thought you said this morning.
Okay.
Well, it's close enough.
I don't know how he could pass a security clearance, the source confided, but they're trying to create a culture where whistleblowers are uncomfortable coming forward. Yeah, no kidding. Ay, ay, ay. I can't.
Oh, who doesn't enjoy a gin and tonic for breakfast?
Well, that's a weird drink.
That's a breakfast cocktail.
No,
in
screwdrivers
in
are.
In my house, a gin and tonic is a breakfast cocktail.
Go, Chris.
I'm compiling quite a large Senator Whitehouse stack this morning. Here's the names of 44 Republicans who voted against the forest management and wildfire prevention funding in December.
And now they're complaining.
They're whining.
Okay. You know what? I need I need a sake bomb. Jen Psaki.
Yes. Donald Trump and his allies are injecting half-truths, misinformation, and flat-out lies in some cases in order to score a version of political points, I suppose. We saw something similar play out just this past October in the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, when Trump repeatedly lied about FEMA spending disaster relief funds on migrants, which didn't happen. Also baselessly claiming that the Biden administration was absent and incompetent in delivering aid, despite what elected officials of both parties on the ground said. Those lies were then spread and amplified by the richest man in the world on the social media site that he owns. So I guess none of us should have been shocked this week when Elon Musk posted that the Los Angeles Fire Department prioritized DEI over saving lives and homes. That's an exact quote.
I'm sorry. Jen, go on. One more and then we'll break.
That appeared to be a disgusting dig at the city's fire chief, Kristen Crowley, who has served in the department for decades, rising through the ranks to become the first female and LGBTQ fire chief in LA's history. Musk also amplified a post this week from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Yes, that guy. He's still around. Alex Jones wrote that Los Angeles fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse.
Yeah, that's what Mel Gibson was talking about.
Yeah,
he set the fires on purpose because
why? Global collapse.
Because what now?
Global collapse.
Yes. Yeah, and he was on Laura Ingraham, Shut Up and Dribble. Remember she wrote that book?
Yep.
Just celebrities should just shut up. And, you know.
But then...
Shut up and sing.
They had a noted fire expert, Mel Gibson, on.
Yep.
Okay. Can I just make another... our celebrities are better than theirs. I'm just saying. All the people that, you know, like people that lost their house... Whoopi Goldberg and are still giving millions.
Yeah, she gave $10 million after losing
Billy
her
Crystal
home.
Billy Crystal stayed behind to help other people. It's okay. All right, let's pause while Mommy's spleen returns to a normal state.
Could your spleen explode?
You need a spleen. It's important.
We have a lineup today. We have Charlie Pierce, Senator of White House, and, of course, Allison Gill. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the state of the world. As we say, from the jaws of hell here in Los Angeles right now. Anything you can do to make a difference, right? It might feel like a small thing, but it's not. If you join Credo Mobile, you have joined not only the nation's only progressive phone company, but the largest, most reliable network, right? It's great deals on new phones, competitive plans, and it's so easy peasy.
Yeah.
All right.
Lemon squeezy.
There you go. You bring your current phone, your current number, and you head on over, knowing that they give, they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are going to need us more than ever now. It's just a feel-good story all the way around. A big, warm Hallmark fuzzy. Okay, go to CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. Wait, the fuzziness doesn't stop.
What?
25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 26 minutes after the hour. God giveth, God taketh away. God giveth us Rachel Maddow back full time for the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Thank God. She is a national treasure. Can't we? Isn't there some way we can...
365?
We can urge her to stay after that.
Can we make her into AI or something?
Yeah, we can do something with that.
I'm a fan of a lot of people on MSNBC. She's just a national treasure. She's just unique unto herself. I'm so happy that she is...
smart.
That she's going to do that. Yeah, I saw Rashida Jones just step down as the head of MSNBC. Let's just hope whoever's next takes my programming device. Just yeet to the morning show.
I
keep telling you I'm on there by accident because I'm had it on Nicole Wallace.
Uh-huh.
I can't watch Amika Know Your Value segment. Really? You're a woman that knows your value and you went to kiss a rapist's ass. Am I supposed to say adjudicated rapist?
Yes. That's more fine. Legal.
I think you have to qualify it.
It's legally
adjudicated
correct.
Rapist, yeah, meaning right. The judge said it was rape.
Sexual assaulter.
The guy who owns the show thanks you for saying that.
Oh, right. Yes. You're welcome. Chris, who said metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this?
Aquaman.
No. That was a good guess, though.
Thank you.
Jason Momoa is yummy, but my point is...
There's all
that was an
Aquaman.
Actual fire professional that was interviewed.
Yeah.
On 60 Minutes. God, this is just like a political, you know, what do you call it? Like political stunt buffet for them. Lesbian fire chief, black lady mayor, Gavin Newsom, who's going to, you know, run for president. Just like, wow. I mean, it is insane. Who is this? Oh, Tommy Turberville. Yes, California shouldn't get any. They don't deserve any federal aid because they elected Gavin Newsom. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And they really. really have a chubby for Gavin Newsom.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah. I told you, across from my mom's nursing home in, like, Salisbury, North Carolina, there's a sign, Gavin Newsom sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is so random. This in was North like a few Carolina. Years ago. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, we got Charlie Pierce coming up. We have Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, so we have a lot to talk about with, as we do, Allison Gill of Mueller, She Wrote, all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A project in McFarland will not move forward, at least not for now, after residents push back. Last night, the Village Plan Commission and Community Development Authority unanimously voted no on downtown redevelopment plans. Residents had voiced their opposition, especially because the proposal included a blight assessment. So for about 60 homeowners, the city deemed that the property their homes sit on was more valuable than the cost to improve or renovate the structures on that property. Often, blight assessments are used by municipalities to exercise eminent domain and take control of properties. Village leaders said that's not why they wanted to use blight assessments. They said they were using them as a tool to determine which areas needed more support or funding, but it was enough to really concern residents. Now that it's been shot down, if officials want to reconsider downtown development plans, they'd have to create a whole new proposal. And Madison will soon have its interim police chief. Assistant Chief John Patterson will take the helm. He was confirmed by the Police and Fire Commission last night. He has the support of Chief Sean Barnes and two other assistant chiefs. He'll take over when Barnes leaves for his new position in Seattle. Patterson has spent more than 25 years at the Madison Police Department. Since 2019, he's overseen the Honor Guard, the Mental Health Unit, and the SWAT team. Barnes' last day is February 1st. Now, the Police and Fire Commission will work to find the next permanent leader of the department. Now, in the past, this has proven to be a lengthy process. Whoever they choose will be Madison's fourth police chief in about 6 years. Meanwhile, Edgewood College is changing its name. It'll now be Edgewood University. The college is turning 100 in 2027. Graduate programs were first introduced at Edgewood in the 80s. That's typically when institutions are considered universities. The name change will take effect in July. For more top stories from all over the state, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 15, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Mostly sunny, our actual high 14 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to above tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome dietitian and nutritionist Sherry Stoka, and from the band Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
They don't deserve anything, to be honest with you. And the less they show us, they're going to make some changes.
What the f*** is wrong with you? Really, Senator? From Alabama? The state near the bottom in math, reading, and test scores? Next time you get hit by a f***ing hurricane, why don't we have a little parent-teacher conference to see that if you got your scores up, you would get the money? Or actually, let's not do it, because you'll get the money anyway, because we're not f***ing psychos. That is psycho. And you know what? And here's the thing.
Thank you, John Stewart.
More. Congresspeople and senators on the right calling for conditions on disaster aid that absolutely had the opposite view when it was their state on the line.
Thank you.
We need to do everything we can. We have citizens that are literally, they're going to get worse by the day.
Shut the f*** up. Because I can do it, but it doesn't even matter. I'm not even going to do it. Because red states are always the tragic victims of circumstance outside of their control. And Democrats always vote for their aid. Whereas blue state disasters are a function of their flawed morality and policy.
Yes, thank you, John Stewart. Good God. Why? Why does it fall to the comedians to tell the truth?
Water and forest management, maybe not good enough, but they have it. There's one thing you might not be considering as you criticize them, and that's this. I don't know what kind of a system you can develop that completely mitigates the risk of fire, plus drought conditions, plus 60 to 80 mile per hour winds, plus delicious wood. Look at this. Look what's happening right there. Do you see this? Fire to tornado. Rake your way out of that.
Yes, it's as every fire expert has said that actually knows something. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, no Jewish space lasers this time, but she said we could douse the wildfires by artificially making it rain.
Yes, seeding the clouds.
Right. Okay, she said, why don't they use geoengineering like cloud seeding to bring down rain on the wildfires? Yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be. Hang on, I'll get to the community note in a second, Chris. If there are no clouds, there is nothing to seed,
right.
FYI. Cloud seeding only works when there is already existing clouds with moisture present.
It's been spectacularly clear.
Yes, it has.
That's part of why we're here.
Yes.
Marjorie.
Dumb F.
Three toes. Pipe bomber. I'm sorry, I always get something in my one of my windpipes when I pipe bomber talk about.
Alleged.
Pipe bomber.
Alleged.
What? There's allegedly something in my one of my windpipes?
We'll go with that.
Okay, just shut the up. Is there enough shut the up in our shut up canon for all of these right wingers? Shut up! You don't know anything about fires. This is why we're here. 8 months of drought and 100 mile an hour winds.
Shut the
There's no moisture to seed.
Shut all the way
We
the
know where this is from.
Until you reach the top.
Don't write us.
Oh, shut.
We know where this is
mountain
from.
Mountain where there are no more ups to shut.
One more piece of person tells us that's from Grace and Frankie. Jody's going to quit.
Yeah.
One more. That's it.
Yeah.
Only we know that. That's not the one we don't know. We know that's from Grace and Frankie. Okay. Yeah, it's like I get dumber. It's that soundbite. The most insanely idiotic things. Like, we all get dumber having to listen to it and say it and having to keep refuting it.
It's ridiculous.
Anytime Tommy Tuberville talks, we all get dumber.
What you've just said.
All of it.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Amen.
So here was the unbiased news anchor on, was it Newsmax, that asked Senator Tuberville, why should taxpayers in your home state of Alabama, my home state of Texas, continue to bail out states that continue to vote for Democrats time and time again despite their continued record of failure? Okay, this has nothing to do with Democratic records of anything. He's talking about Texas, his home state, where Greg Abbott can't keep the power grid on and Ted Cruz goes to Cancun.
Because he's scared.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tuberville said we shouldn't be. They got 40 million people in that state, and they voting these imbeciles into office. Tommy Tuberville is calling someone else an imbecile. And they continue to do it. How about this? Because when you think it can't get more despicable, he added, California has many Republicans who are good people, and he hates this for them. Oh, isn't that
only for
them? See. You extend your thoughts and prayers, but only to the Republicans in California. Otherwise, okay. Wow. Okay, check this out. This is going to be very, hang on, just put your ear right up to your radio, because it's just such a subtle dog whistle, you won't hear this. He said they're just overwhelmed by these inner city woke posses. Huh. Could he be talking about the black...
I hear a dog whistle.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, wow. I thought only dogs could hear that. Hmm. I don't mind sending them some money. Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Not your money. We send most...
Thank you. We send the most money of any state. Thank you.
We get their own back.
Yeah.
But unless they show they're going to change their ways... Oh, that's that's what I was hoping for. Not any more water or a break in the wind, but just some scolding from some idiot douchebag right-wing senator. Unless they're going to change their ways to get back to building dams and storing water. We do that! Reservoirs were full.
Reservoirs were 127% full.
Oh, my God. How many times do we have to explain this? Doing the maintenance with brush and... We do that! Trust me. I get a brush notice every year.
Yep.
You have to clear your brush.
Fine.
The fire department comes and inspects it. You get a fine if you don't clear it on the time frame. Oh, my God. Everything that everyone else in the country does and they don't do, oh, my God, just lies. They don't deserve anything, to be honest. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, she's not. She's not well.
Senator Whitehouse is going to have to be here for 3 days. I have quite a stack here to talk to him about.
Should we fly him out?
Colleagues.
Should we get? Should we fly Senator Tuberville in to clear your brush?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, some recently convicted felon should have been sentenced to help with the fire, shouldn't they? Some 34-count convicted felon should have had at least a little community service, a little helping, instead of opening your big effing yap.
You really want Trump on your property?
Yes, and a big, not in my property, but a big orange jumpsuit.
Got it.
We could trip him.
Yes, thank you.
Go rolling down the hill into the bridle path.
Exactly.
Arcantifa says, Texas and Oklahoma experienced the largest wildfire of 2024 with over 1 million acres burned. Despite its magnitude, it received little media attention because it couldn't be used to attack Democrats and lesbians. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jay says they want aid to California to be conditional, but they don't want the money California feeds into the red states to be conditional, though, right? Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what we feel like doing with our federal tax dollars right now. Mm-hmm. While you're telling us to go F ourselves, presumably in the face if you're Elon Musk.
It can be done.
Knox Vegas says Hollywood stars are stepping up and donating funds to the victims in California. Among them are Chris Hemsworth, $20 million, Scarlett Johansson, $15 million. This is what it looks like when people take care of each other. Meanwhile, the orange one and his sycophants sit around telling lies and blaming people, including the richest man in the world. Who could help? Right?
He could, and he wouldn't miss it.
Still haven't seen how much Rick Caruso has given.
Yeah, nothing.
Zero,
as far as I know. Can I just say, I think we mentioned, who was it? Whoopi Goldberg lost her house, gave a ton of money.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, hang on one second. Dear God.
So many things.
Hold, please. So many things. So many things. I know.
So many pages.
Oh, but your friend, Justine Bateman.
Oh, my
friend?
All these... She's not my friend. I don't know her.
You got in a Twitter fight with her a couple weeks ago.
Twitter fight with her.
But seriously, none of them are helping or giving money. No. Yes, he's fantastic. I love Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but they just all they do is go on Fox News and open their yap, you know, whether it's Mel Gibson or her or Dean Cain, right? A lot of these celebrities, they're physically helping. They're giving millions of dollars. So Justine Bateman went on to bash Harry and Meghan, who are helping, saying she believed it was a photo op at an evacuation center. She said Meghan and Harry are no better than ambulance chaser. What a repulsive photo op they achieved. No. They don't live here. They're tourists, disaster tourists. Meghan Markle is from here. They opened up their home.
Meghan Markle is from Los Angeles. She
right. They opened up
Angeles.
Their home for evacuees. They've given money. They've donated stuff. It was not just a photo
because
op.
Because they were photographed doesn't mean they went there for the photograph. They were just there and they were
right. And they were photographed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Simon said, remember everyone, Harry and Meghan
men have been branded as disaster tourists for visiting wildfire victims and helping in a relief center. They live in California. If they did nothing, they'd be called heartless. They literally cannot win. So shut your yap, Justine Bateman. What are you doing to help?
Nothing.
Anybody.
Well, also, their home in Santa Barbara County isn't immune from fire.
They opened their home.
Mudslides or anything else.
Right.
They have opened their home to friends and family forced to evacuate. They've donated clothing, children's items, other essentials. Dean Cain, there he is on Fox News, called the devastation shocking and horrific, but not unexpected. It's part of the reason I left California. It was this perfect storm of mismanagement and failure of leadership.
He said,
you have all the tools taken away from you. No money, no brush clearance. Ooh. They're just lies.
Virtue signaling from Dean Cain.
Right. That's the worst Superman ever.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
What?
I said the worst Superman ever.
Pretty much, yeah.
You end up with a catastrophic situation like this. There's so many that of us that have been shouting from the rooftops, including President Trump, numerous times during way back in his first presidency. He's been saying it. Mismanagement's going to cost you. Removing money from the fire budget. They didn't remove money from the fire budget. Oh, my God. Failure to reservoir the water. It's going to cost.
Our reservoirs are 127%.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. He went on to say, you screwed up, Gavin Newsom. You screwed up.
No, he didn't.
Weak policies, he went on to say, create hard times. We're now in hard times. We need to have strong men so we can create good times again. Dear Jesus. That's not the definition of toxic masculinity, right? He said, I think this is going to turn a blue state, a very, very blue state, much more red.
Oh, no. God, no.
Really? Yeah, because people are thrilled with all the California Republicans that abandon us to go kiss Trump's ass at Mar-a-Lago. That's true leadership, right? Mommy's tottering already.
I'm worried about her.
I need
Should we check her blood pressure?
I need my hour one co-host, Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. I am trying to take deep breaths because the alternative.
I am too, but I can't because of the smoke and the bolt. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Karen.
She's yelly, Karen.
No, because otherwise I would be hitting myself in the head with a hammer right now, listening to all of that stupidity.
Stephanie's close
to that. What the heck? We are so effed. I mean, this is, okay. All of that stuff. See, this is the thing. This is what's on social media. I had a conversation with one of the agents in my office, and she brought up the fact that, and maybe you've seen this on social media, that firefighters in California are having to use women's purses to douse the flames.
We knocked that one down yesterday.
We knocked that down yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're called bladders.
And so I knocked it down right. Yeah, no, I know. And so I literally said, that doesn't sound right. Do you think that sounds right? And I fact-checked it with her, in front of her, and I showed her. I said, they're collapsible buckets that they carry on their trucks. I'm like, that is not true. Stop saying that. This is what we're up against.
I know. And I don't... You know, Chris, I don't know what the strategy should be, because this is what they force us into, this defensive crouch, mm-hmm. where we have to spend all of our time knocking down their lives.
Knocking, yeah.
This is the universe they've created, and I guess this is what they want. This is owning the libs. This is us sputtering. Like, they know they're telling lies.
They do.
This is not, like, well-intentioned and they're just misinformed.
Right.
Elon Musk was told to his face by an L.A. fire expert what was happening. Captain, thank you. Mm-hmm. And he deliberately lied.
When he cut off the feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He cut off a feed before the truth could go out any further.
Exactly.
Yeah. Josh Molina threaded, as L.A. burns, with thousands having lost everything, tens of thousands displaced, Mel Gibson takes to the airwaves to suggest the fires are part of a plan by Democrats to create more high-density housing. This is a truly bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, all these, you know, Taylor Swift has given, what, $10 million? I mean, there's so many people. And by the way, they're saying the centers, you know, to help people, they have to turn away volunteers.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
we're all coming together.
People don't realize, like, how many working class people live here. It's not all celebrities, you know.
Yeah.
It's like there's, you know, Altadena, there's people that you know, have lost everything that are in my cycling club.
Right.
Like, it's...
Los Angeles is a city full of blue-collar workers. For every person you see on the screen, there are at least 10 or 15 crew members, electricians, carpenters, you know, people who do work with their hands.
Caterers.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's everything.
Yeah. This isn't just a single celebrities.
The Carol wasn't just her and the other couple of actors. That was it?
That was it.
There was nobody else?
Nobody else.
That worked on that?
Nobody else.
Huh. So interesting.
Nobody
Thank
else.
You for that, Jody.
They just did it on their own.
Yep.
They had a barn.
Yep.
They put on a show.
Kristen posts, sitting with a bunch of MAGA relatives. Listening to them talk about everything they know, quote unquote, about the fires in California, claiming so many things about water policy that have caused the problem. My rage meter is about to explode. No sympathy for the people affected because it's their fault. And then expressing anger that all of us will have to bail them out. WTF is wrong with these people? When California is the number one state that bails other states out.
Mm-hmm.
40 million people. What did I say? 86 billion last year we paid in federal tax dollars. All of these senators are, and Mike Johnson from Louisiana, do you know how much more they take than they put in?
Absolutely. Alabama, too.
Yeah.
All of them. And if we
can... Wyoming. All of these places where these senators are from saying that aid should be conditional, California, we give them so much money, so much more than they take.
Yeah. If there were only way on my taxes that I could say, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
And nope.
Yeah, I remember Melissa Etheridge, our friend, saying, like, you know, when they were going to, when they, we lost marriage equality. She's like, well, you know, I guess if I'm not a full citizen, you don't need my tax dollars. And by the way, I pay a few.
Yes, she does.
Right? Yeah, our friend Brian Tyler Cohen said, Republicans, basketball players should shut up and dribble. Also Republicans. Next up is Chief Natural Disaster Correspondent Mel Gibson, who is well and truly a crazy person. No offense, but dear God, really? The fires were... what is it? Set deliberately to so Democrats can build more? What? Oh my God. How is he just not laughed out of every... Okay. All right, let me just... Mommy's tottering today. 50 minutes...
Where's the hammer? We need to get you a hammer.
I need a Nerf hammer, otherwise I might actually damage myself. Okay. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Do you feel like maybe you need a little bit of calm, a little anyone else been in a fire hurricane for a week? CB Distillery, it is the source we trust. Gummy Girl over there, Tincture Todd over there.
Hello.
Relief Stick Girl over here, because I biking is my major stress relief, and then I overdo because I'm 1,000 years old. There, I finally told the truth. I need CBD Relief Stick on my lower back. It is like magic. It's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help you with everything. Stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients, 100% money-back guarantee.
That's important.
Right? If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or any other health concern, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for that 20% off. CB Distillery. Type in the code Stephanie.
I like the producing, the executive producing, and especially the co-producing. But
Stephanie Miller.
But the best I've ever seen.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit
fffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit fffrf.us/Miller today. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Stephanie Miller. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down your seat and jump around.
Did you think that would be the most soothing bump music we could play this morning?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see, because we're living in a house of pain. Yeah, I understand.
Wow.
Okay, see, live from Los Angeles.
I'm impressed.
I used to be a DJ for a while. Okay. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel, for your work last night. Here he is.
Remember when hurricanes hit Florida a few months ago and everyone, they were saying the Democrats, the far left, secretly controls the rain? Well, I think we finally proved we do not.
Yes, thank you. Okay, our friend Alonzo Bowden said it's mind-boggling, yet also normal these days for people from states that receive federal aid during hurricanes to say other people deserve to have their homes and businesses burned down.
Nobody does.
Thank you. Yes. The Picasso cat threads, we are all voluntarily entering the dark ages. How can adults suddenly not understand how water pressure works? You can't drive down a highway without seeing water towers. L.A. did not run out of water. It ran out of water pressure when its tanks and towers ran dry. Water then has to be pumped up to refill them to recreate the pressure. There's not a single city in America with a water system that would not have failed under similar conditions. This is freaking basic science.
Yep.
Not to mention they had to shut power off, as we said, because the winds were up to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, power lines
would come down and make it worse.
Yeah.
And we were also talking about they're still investigating that the Palisades fire at least could have been human origin, meaning fireworks. I'm a liberal. Can we just call right now for the death penalty for people that use fireworks? Because it's already illegal. But it was like New Year's fireworks, they think, the wind, you know, they thought it was out and it picked up or whatever. But it is just...
whatever you're hearing and seeing about Los Angeles, it's exponentially worse. It is really a hellscape, and it's just heartbreaking. All right, we have Charlie Pierce, we have Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, and we have Allison Gill of Mueller, She Wrote, all coming up.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears? And more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Santa Ana winds kicking up once again in Southern California. Firefighters keeping a close eye on the flames. Dozens of water trucks are in place to replenish supplies after hydrants ran dry last week. Fire crews are also better prepared, but Los Angeles County's fire chief says everyone in potential fire zones should be ready to evacuate at any minute. Confirmation hearings beginning for Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be defense secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says he's accused of alcohol abuse.
Hegseth was also accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2017. He called the encounter consensual, but his attorney says he settled with the woman in order to keep his job. Sources tell ABC News the FBI has completed its background investigation into Hegseth, but never interviewed the woman. It's unclear why.
In his final report, special counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated the president-elect's actions in the days after losing the 2020 election. This is ABC News.